let's say you did shelter in place. Okay. There's two things to consider. Let's say we did shelter in place. We've got 81 positive cases. When do we lift shelter in place? How long do we keep that going? Because if the epidemiologist and the graph shows that we're going to peak in August or September or December, which are really scenarios that we're looking at, I don't think it's feasible to do shelter in place through August or December or even January. So that's the problem that you run into, number one. Number two is, who is an essential worker? And this is just something people don't want to talk about, because a lot of this turns into kind of politics and hey, we've got to make sure we're doing something and making people feel like that that we're going to cause this to go away. And we're following all the CDC guidelines. So I want to say that right off the bat. On the essential critical business list. Okay. So that's what the White House puts out, right? So we obviously, you think of healthcare and public health as being essential. But also the law enforcement, public safety, first responders, food and agriculture. We've got to make sure that we have all of our grocery stores filled. Well, then if you've got grocery stores, you've got to have truckers delivering the supplies. So then you think about the transportation. Well, what if the truck driver has to stop for gas? You got to get the gas stations have to be open. They're essential. And then what about the people that repair the pumps? Those are essential. And then what about if the tire breaks or the mechanic has to be called out to fix the truck? Now, those are essential. Energy, electricity industry, those are all essential. There's a whole list I'm not going to go through here of what's called essential under energy. You got petroleum workers, you got the natural gas and propane workers. Water is essential, and wastewater is essential. All the operations staff, workers repairing the water, the technical support that feeds into that, the collection facilities, the personnel protection that has to go into that. The chemical suppliers are essential that goes into water and wastewater. Transportation and logistics. I can go through, there's a whole list of there. Of what they're considering essential workers. I've already talked about the automotive and repair and maintenance facilities, maritime transportation workers, port workers, mariners, equipment operators, public works, they're considering essential. Communications and information technology is considered essential. I can go through all of that list with you. Other community-based government operations and essential functions are essential. Critical manufacturing is essential. Hazardous material is essential. Financial services are essential. Chemicals are essential. Workers supporting the chemical and industrial gas supply chains, including workers at chemical manufacturing plants, workers in laboratories, workers at distribution facilities, workers who transport basic raw chemical materials. I could go on and on. Defense industry base is essential. And so that's what the federal government is saying is essential. And so when California did their shelter in place, he attached this to his executive order. And so my point is that the real key to mitigate this, and that's the phase we're in, is to mitigate this in the state of Oklahoma. And I think our businesses are doing a fantastic job of innovative and doing a great job. It's really the social distancing.